So I'm fascinated by the thought that it is somehow in our control to deliver better results, deliver better performance. And then on the other hand, it is not in our control. Meaning, I believe it is not just these things of, you know, you should be more disciplined. You should be more healthy. You should eat more healthy. You should do whatever you think that is necessary to be a high performer. Now, I believe being a high performer is something that should come or is something that can come naturally. So we don't need to force us to do the things that are necessary. For example, we don't need to force us to eat healthy if we constantly think we should eat more healthy. Or we moved into a new city and we think we need to go out and talk to all the people or get to know all the areas, get to know all the cafes, get to know all the restaurants, get to know everything that can be done in the first week that I'm there and do all the things, but it just doesn't come naturally because there's just this other part in us that feels like, you know what, it actually would feel great to lie in bed and be calm. It would feel so good to just order some burgers, some pizza, some fries, to watch some series and to relax. But we judge ourselves so much for it that we are usually hating ourselves a lot in those situations. So we can't be there, enjoy the company of the people that we love. We can't be there and enjoy the new city. We can't be there and enjoy the sexual encounter we're having. Because what happens is we tend to judge us for our needs that are actually there compared to the needs that we think we should have. So we get into a situation and we think like, okay, this is what we have in mind. This is our playbook. And we should behave like in this playbook. When I'm there and I'm going to be the assistant, or when I'm there and I'm going to be the CEO, or when I'm there and I'm going to be the new Formula One driver, or when I'm there and I'm going to be the new rocket scientist, or whatever. So I believe, okay, me as being a studied rocket scientist, I now should know what I do. I mean, because I am the one who studied it. So when I'm now with my family and now with my kids, of course, I need to have the answers to everything. I need to be the one who knows everything because I studied, my parts were sent to Mars, and I am the smartest one here around. So, and then we get into those situations and suddenly we feel the need of doing something completely different than what we had in mind. But we try to ignore this voice. There's this voice whispering to us, you know, it would be so good to just calm down, to be relaxed. Or it would feel so good to just say, oh, you know what, I would like to lie in bed and just to take a deep breath and to be there, to feel safe. Or I would love to just spend time with this person and be able to show my love towards this person. But so, and then there's this voice, yeah, but this doesn't fit. I mean, what the fuck? You are a father of a family. You can't do just whatever you want to do. You need to be the smartest in the room. You need to have all the answers. You are the assistant now, and you are the smart entrepreneur. You are the young, smart man. You can't just fall in love with somebody that just doesn't fit into your playbook. You can't just lie down in bed when you're now in a new city. You can't fight. You can't hate because it doesn't fit to the whole situation. And that's what I observe with me, for example, in my past is I thought that when I switch off the feelings that I'm having, that I thought I could switch off the reaction this feeling is provoking. So because it's actually not the feeling that we might be afraid of, but it's the action that we are afraid of. Because we think that when we lie down in bed and relax, we get punished. So we don't allow ourselves to just be relaxed and calm unless we had our punishment. So oftentimes we get into situations, for example, when we provoke our husbands, our fathers, our bosses, our children, our partners, our wives, so that they will shout at us, so that they will say, "You motherfucker, I hate you," or that they will say, "What the fuck, just let me be," or whatever. So what you get in the situations, you get your punishment that you think is coming when you are just honest with your needs. So you have this need of lying down and relaxing, and you believe, okay, but every time in my past, my father or my grandfather told me, you know what, you shouldn't just lay down, you lazy bitch. Do something, work something, do, go for it. So you don't do it. You don't lay down. You don't accept this. And, or you are in love with somebody. And you know, love means living a boring ass family life without any intensity and just being completely switched off. Hating each other, wasting time, not being rich, being poor, and being ugly. That's what it means to be in love. That's at least the reaction of the feeling of being in love, because when I now look at how I learned from people that were around me, that were close to me when I grew up, for example, when they told each other that they were in love, what they did was they ignored each other, they didn't talk to each other, they weren't honest to each other, they hated each other, they were wasting time with each other, they did whatever, and were in situations when they proved that being in love is just shit. It's no fun at all. It's just painful. So you see, okay, when I express my love, the logical next step would be to do all the things that I learned from my family. Okay, but now I'm afraid that when I allow myself that I'm having this feeling, that those steps might come. So now I need to be boring, I need to be hateful, I need to be resentful, I need to be superficial, and I need to waste time. But I don't want it. So I need to ignore the feeling, I need to ignore the need of being in close connection, of being loving, of getting love, of receiving love. This need of, oh, I just long for somebody to touch me deeply. So again, what happens is, when we ignore it, we sometimes don't see that the things that we are afraid of are coming. So we ignore that we are super tired. I mean, it could have been that we just gave birth to a child 6 weeks ago and we just moved to another city in Europe, but we don't allow ourselves to be tired. So we're in a situation then that we just switch off. And then now we can't see, because we are so afraid of getting punished, of being shouted at, of being punished from somebody else, that we can't see that we're always provoking, that we're actually creating the situation, that it's already happening. It is there. And that's something that fascinates me about this topic of high performance. Because it won't get better up until to a certain point, but we just think and give us reasons for what we're doing that are not at all connected to what we're doing in this moment. So we tell ourselves, I'm just so tired. I'm just so tired. You know what? I need to, it's so hard to concentrate, to focus on my work. Hey, you've been touched deeply. You met this person, you had this connection, and you're full of feelings and you're just overwhelmed. Oh, I'm so tired. I could just use a relaxing massage or something. That would be just beautiful. Oh, that would give me the space that I need. Would it? Or is this actually the switching off that you're afraid of? Because that's what you know from your family, but you're just doing exactly the same. Or you're a new assistant. You're working for somebody new. And you're working for somebody who's a known and successful coach. So now you're in a situation where you feel like, I have my beliefs. And I now work with him and I learn from this person. And every time I listen to this podcast, I grow as a person. I can translate it to myself and I become more and more knowledgeable of the content that he's producing. So what you might do then is you have to switch off your need of wanting to grow. Why? Because you connect personal growth to appreciation and to your personal value. But now you're in a situation where you can grow and your personal value grows, because with every content and with every content piece that you cut out, with every podcast that you're listening to, you learn something new and you grow. And you know that what you're learning here is special because it's different to what you've seen before. But then it might become a situation where you try to suppress the need to grow, where you might suppress the need to become a better person. Because what happens now is you need to talk to yourself and say, oh, you know what? I put myself in a situation where I'm just super slow, but I don't allow myself to see this. For example, you don't listen to your body, you don't listen to your needs fully, but you ignore them. And what happens then is you do workout and you have like aches in your body and you have like the biggest soreness you could get because you just trained over your limits. But you don't care because that's what growth is. So you need to prove that what you learned before, all of it is correct, because you spent so much time learning and listening to other YouTubers and reading books and reading all of this stuff and listening to reels and being on Instagram and trying to understand what's there. And then there's just one or two sentences and you feel like, oh shit. What I learned before might have been a waste of time. But you can't get to this point, because then you would prove that you are like this person that you resent so much. That you are running away from being or letting yourself be touched. That you are running away from this closer connection. So, and this is something that I believe in my brain and what I observe in other people as well is connected to rejection. So people are so afraid of rejection that they constantly reject themselves without being conscious of it. They just do it. They reject their needs, they reject their loves, they reject their loved ones, they reject their connections, they reject themselves and their weaknesses. So they push themselves in certain value systems that they now think they need to prove that they are in it. Okay. Let me make it clear. So you have this anxiety of being rejected. And you feel this love and this richness, this abundance, when you listen to this person or when you close to this person. And you feel like, oh, wow, that touches me deeply. Now, you can't allow yourself this. So what you do is you ignore it and you start to reject yourself. But now what happens is, of course, you need to be, you need to create another playground so that you're not aware of it. You need to create a playground where you see or where you can do something that is intense enough, that has enough intensity to not need, to not feel the need of love or closeness or resting or learning or growing or whatever. So you create this other playground, and this other playground you're gonna have clients that are just not appreciating you. You invest your time, your knowledge, your energy, the sacrifices that you took and the money that you spent. And you put all your knowledge into those clients and they don't even come and say, thank you. You did such a great work on me. I mean, like, our campaigns are like so successful and you bring us more and more clients and you are like, we are appreciating you so much because whatever you're doing, it is so wonderful and it just helps us to grow with our company. No, it doesn't happen. They say, okay, thank you. You know what? We're going to pay you less next month. And you wonder why. Huh? Because you feel like, fuck, oh, this feels so intense. I'm so angry that they do it. Ah, oh, those motherfuckers, those assholes. Or you have like just small things that you just have one friend on social media and you're just texting her constantly because it just happens one time that you she provoked you with a comment or whatever and you got into connection to her and then you're just writing with her and then she plays so stupid and you're just getting so angry about her stupidity. You can just go deeper and deeper. It's those situations where you feel like there's a motherfucking person. I just hate her so much for being so stupid, for being so less appreciative, so for so much wasting my time. And then you can just take so much time to do those things. And it is beautiful. It is beautiful because it gives us the space to just distract us from what's actually touching us. Or maybe not. Maybe that's just the reality. Maybe that's just the movie that we choose for us, that we are just working with clients who don't appreciate us, or that we just find anybody on social media we can just waste time with because that's what we think we need because we are so rejected or we are so rejected by this person because we just told this person that we love them and we were together with them for a couple of years and then they said, you know what, I'm going to prove to you that I'm a lazy, loser, motherfucker, or not even a motherfucker, or not even a fucker. Like, I'm just a lazy loser, and I don't get the money, and I don't be successful, and I don't do anything, and I'm just going to let you down, and I'm going to let you earn the money, and I'm going to let you do the things, and I'm going to let you feel shit because I feel shit and I want you to feel shit. And this is just your movie. And you don't see that you are actually just distracting for yourself from wanting to become independent, successful, and a strong woman or a strong man. And you just reject, distract yourself from not seeing that you are in a situation where you just feel deep love and deep connection. And you are afraid to feel it, so you just get yourself clients that are so annoying that you can do whatever. So it's important that you don't earn more money in an easier way. It's important that you don't get clients that pay you like 10,000 for the work that you do every month. It's important that you get greedy clients, huh? Because the clients that you have just reflect who you are, because you think yourself, you are greedy with your love, you are greedy with your abundance, you are greedy with what you're feeding, you are greedy with what you think is rich. So because you prove to yourself all the time that you are greedy, because every time you feel this richness, this closeness, which is actually abundance for you, where you feel so fulfilled, you just switch off and you just reject yourself, because that's what your family do and that's what your father does. So you don't, you just need to provoke any situations where you have bosses that are not appreciative of you. Yeah? For example, your father always had his mother taking taking the time of him and not appreciating him, and just, or his uncle or whatever, and he just had situations where he felt not appreciated and didn't feel strong as a man. And now you're in the same situation, but you don't see it, of course, because you want to have this distraction field, where you're like, okay, here I can play my game, here I can play my tennis, here I can play my boat, here I can drive my boat, here I can ride my horse. So I don't need to see that I'm actually overtaxed, that I'm deeply in love, I want to show the man that I am fucking stronger, because I resent my mother for not being as successful as I wanted her to be, and not showing my father that she's a capable, independent woman. And my task on this earth is, since I realized this, to prove that I am even more capable than my mother, and even more capable than my fucking father, who took advantage of her. So I'm in this situation now where I feel like, you know what, I'm gonna grow, I'm gonna become more and more successful, I'm gonna get there. But you judge it. So the knowledge that you have right in front of you to become more successful, you need to somehow ignore it. I mean, you're just watching those podcasts and you see those things and you're like, yes, let's watch some reels of personal development, because that's something that really brings me forward, and let's waste just some time with some lazy motherfuckers I can just write some personal messages to. And let's just walk from city to city in Barcelona and hate myself because from cafe to cafe in Barcelona and hate myself because I'm actually just too tired to do anything, because I just gave birth and I'm just overtaxed and I just need to feel safe. So, and then we have our situations where we wonder that we are not as successful as we want to be. And we wonder why we are so slow. But no, we don't even wonder. No. We just get us the right content, the right coaches and the right mentors who tell us, you know what, it's okay. That's the way to do it. Yeah, for growing in your marketing, you just need to do those 5 steps and then you will be there. It's not that you can work on bigger leverages and see that there is like this thing called magic and the thing that can give you success and solutions and results that you were never capable of before, and you see the proof for it. No, you can't see it. You're just gonna hold on to those basic things, the basic life, where you prove you are just like your mother or your father. Just in the year 2025, I mean, earning 5,000, 6,000 euros in 1980 is the same as earning 20,000 euros in 2025. So what's the difference? You're just freer. You're just using the opportunities that we're having. But where's the difference, really? I mean, some things are where you see that you have bigger results or quicker results, but then you always have this handbrake. I feel like, I need to be safe here because I'm afraid of being rejected when I just open myself up. I'm afraid of being judged because where I come from in Eastern Europe, women can't be strong and independent. And when I tell this my mother or my grandmother or the rest of my family, I will be judged for it and people won't like me for it. So I just pretend that this breakup was so heartbreaking for me. It's like my heart is still broken. I had it was my mentor who taught me that a broken heart means that your heart must have been hard before. So if a heart is not, if a heart is soft, you know, and you can cuddle with it, and it's like just so beautiful, and it's it, and it doesn't have this strong shell, huh? Then it has the capacity for closeness. So maybe a broken heart means that one of the layers was just broken, and you get closer to the core of your heart. That was like what I learned from him. It's just so beautiful. So that's why I wanted to share it. So just seeing, you know what? Maybe having a broken heart means that you can, you have this chance of getting closer, but you are just all the time playing victim, that your shell of your heart, this layer that got hard, that got solid, has been broken and been ripped apart. And you are now there, missing it. Oh, that was me. You know, I earned so much money. I mean, I earned 3,000 euros a month. And I had like, I had this job, and, you know, 3,000 euros per month is not at all what you would consider as being rich. I mean, of course, if you compare it to where you come from, but that's nothing you find interesting. And you didn't even like the job. You didn't like the relationship. You didn't like the situation. Doesn't make any sense, right? Yeah, but I'm still with the... No. That's your playground. I know. Okay, then we can play it. That's fine. Yeah, we can go and walk on this playground, and we can slide with the sliders, and we can rock on the schaukel, whatever it means in English. Yeah, you have to Google it. Schaukel is S-C-H-A-U-K-E-L. That's it. Slide? No. Swing? I don't know. Now it gets pervert. I don't know. Who cares? So it's, you're on this playground. And we both know it's just this playground. We can't play on this playground. It's fine. We can play on this playground to pretend that making a lot of money is difficult. We can play on this playground to pretend that it is difficult to find new clients, and it's just something great. Yeah, I knew I have this new client, and it's 2,000 euros per month. That's fine. That's fine. Okay, that's, you know what you're doing there. That's cool. That's cool. But do you really feel richer now? Or do you actually think you need to find clients that pay you 10,000 and more per month? But what do you think feels like being rich as well? But you don't go there. You're just so afraid. Like, oh no. I'm afraid that I'm going to be a rejecting asshole. That's why I don't go there. What the fuck? You are a rejecting asshole all the time. To yourself, towards other people, that's what you do. You just waste your time in the other, in the time of the other people. And you just don't see it. Like, no, not that I'm, like, that people see that I'm an asshole. Not that people see that I'm just feeling so resentful towards myself. No, people do see it. You show it all the time. It's just when you are on your playground, you don't see it. You don't feel it. Because you are on your playground playing with the other kids. And you are wondering why those kids around you are just so big assholes, are just so greedy, are just so much a waste of time for you. And that's what I love about studying humans, studying myself, and studying our brains. Because that's what I started with. It's this connection between thinking we have all the control, but actually we are on our playground. And just because we're building sandcastles on our playground doesn't mean we really own castles. But, you know, when it's just us on our playground, we can tell ourselves that's our castle. We can tell ourselves that it's something that we created. And I don't say you can build beautiful castles in your playground. You can build beautiful castles. You can make advertising campaigns in your Facebook Meta backend that are beautiful, and you can get recognition for it, no doubt. But let's just be clear that this is your playground. That's not like the big leverage to work on for growing as a person, growing as a man, growing as a woman, and reaching your goal in the quickest, most efficient way that is possible. And we can, and one thing as well to add, we can just ask the question, do we even need to be as efficient as possible? I mean, it's fine. We can just enjoy our time playing on the playground. If we are honest to ourselves that we like playing. But if we are honest to ourselves that we like playing, then we can just get to a playground that's more fun. Because otherwise we don't even satisfy the need to play. Satisfy the need to be playful, to be joyful. Huh? So we're always frustrated and we don't understand why. Yeah, because we don't listen to our needs. And that's then the other thing why I think we can control our results. Because we can start to study ourselves. And like this, we can bring this part in our brain that is just working subconsciously in connection with the brain that is working consciously. And not by destroying our beliefs, not by destroying or judging our needs, no, but by using them. And we feel like, you know, because we have this connection of being in love and having to take responsibility, and having to take responsibility means there's no fun, there's no freedom. So I fight it. And if I would be honest to myself that I want to be this successful, independent woman, I might lose the connection of being joyful, playful, and not feeling safe. Because I believe that when I'm becoming super successful, I'm going to attract men that are less successful than I am. But I want to feel safe. I want to feel protected. So I can't grow there. Okay, you believe that when you just take your time to relax, to lay back, to heal, that somebody else is taking advantage of you, that somebody is punishing you. Well, you don't see that every time you ignore this need for healing, you're punishing yourself. You're taking advantage of yourself. So, but by this we can understand our needs and we can learn it. So we can combine having this need of playing and joy connected with the need of love and close connection. We can combine having this need of being safe and being an independent woman. We can combine having this need of being healthy or healing and being a strong woman. Because like this, we prove to ourselves that we don't need our father's permission to heal. Because we have listened to our father now for a couple of times. We have spent so much time with him, and he has proven to us time and time again that he's just a loser. So now we can support us to becoming step by step more successful. And with each step, not even being more successful in the outside with those cars and more money and so on, but being even more fulfilled within us. Okay, like this, I wish you a beautiful day, and hopefully we'll see you next time again. Bye-bye.